Well, Coach, persistence paid off for your club here tonight.
Yeah.
What a game, eh?
I like the way we started, you know, right to the 19-minute mark and handled a couple of being down a couple times in a hard game, and they had their hard push in the first 5 minutes of that third. It went to even, but it was a lot of good in that game. It was a good grind and good fast game.
How did your club handle giving up those two goals to be able to come out and play as well as you did again in the second period?
Because for 19 minutes of it, we liked it. You know, it wasn't, we didn't feel we were in any kind of trouble. We turned a couple of pucks over, it's in the back of the net, the one we put in. Those were bad breaks. But there's enough faith in the group that they know they can score, so that there's no need to get away from what you're doing. And we've been pretty good over our last three of getting pucks to the net and generating some offense off that. So I think there's some pretty good composure in there.
With how well that line has played, nice to see a guy like Brandon Tanev get what proves to be the game winner.
Because they've been around it, the net, you know, and that's back-to-back game winners, right? Adam Lowry scored the first one the other night. So they're getting bigger minutes, big role. They have an assignment. They play against other teams' powerful lines, and they know they've got to be right on both ends of the puck. But some good, simple hockey from them. They get some zone time. The one thing they've done all year is they've played against good lines, but a lot of times they play in the other team's end.
You switched up Connor and Ehlers. They seem to have the desired effect for you.
Yeah, sometimes it goes for you. I thought both of them were kind of, I don't know if they're trying to at times, how do I say this? I think Kyle sometimes is looking for his line mates, and that's so natural when you play with two veteran guys like Scheif and Wheeler. And Nicky feels at times he needs to drive that line all the time with his speed coming through the neutral zone. But in a game like that, that play's not there. So just a little switch. And, you know, with Nicky's had so much time with those two guys, there's not an adjustment for that line, right? And they played well after that.
What about from your standpoint, just the blocked shots and the play in your own end with your guys sacrificing?
The number didn't seem, when I looked at it, the final, that we had that many. I know that Josh Morrissey had seven of them, and then we had the three big ones right at the end. So there's a willingness there to block shots, and it was a critical part of us keeping that game right.